like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. And your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And we're on a new schedule. Alex Jones is noon to 3. I'm 3 to 4. And then Tammy will be 4 to 5. Starting today. This will be the schedule from this point on. To eternity, well, till the next change. Question. Okay, with the Democrats, they don't have anyone, there isn't anyone really that is running on the Democratic ticket. There's an individual, an imposter that's been in power for over 3 years in the position of president. He doesn't stay at the White House. He stays in a ICU unit every night. So who is going to be the presidential candidate on the Democrat ticket? Big question. Who is going to be the vice president? I have one scenario. I have many scenarios. Many people are guessing, trying to look at the possibilities on the Democratic side. Well, let's say that here in June, Joe Biden picks, he doesn't continue with Kamala Harris. Let's say that he decides to pick Barack Obama. And that takes them to November or late October. And something happens to Joe. Next in line would be Kamala. So she'll have to resume responsibilities. But let's say that she gets the flu, COVID, or some other disease man-made. And she can't continue. Well, it goes then to the Speaker of the House, if I remember correctly. And let's say that that position is vacant because there's a war going on to replace or a new Speaker of the House, possibly. But let's say that they evict one and they're waiting to choose the other. Well, then I think it falls to the Congress to make a decision. And if they can't find a Speaker of the House, then Congress, if I remember correctly, they are the ones who decide and pick somebody. Well, let's say that because of his past experience, they decide to pick Barack Obama. And let's say that because of the because of the complications in the voting in this election, that something happens to Donald Trump, because he's going to be the Republican candidate, and something happens to him, and Congress has to pick somebody. Do you think they will pick Donald Trump? If you think that the Congress, if it would ever get to that point, would pick Donald Trump, then you don't see things clearly. Because the only two individuals that have the experience running the country, Barry and Donald, they'd have to pick between the two, most likely. They won't pick Donald, I guarantee you. And because Donald is in the court systems presently, that could throw another wrench into the works. Then, who would Barry, let's assume that, well, I'll say that the only person that can resume the presidency in the future, near future, by the end of this year, most likely, will be Barack Obama. How is he going to return? Well, we have June, July, August, September, and October. 5 months for continuity of government to plan and put in a strategy, put in place a change to bring about a martial law or a Black Swan event. We don't know, but we do know this. These people, there are two things about them. They're number one, evil. This deep state, this shadow government, this power structure that is hidden is evil. They don't care about the American people. They care about power. So firstly, they're evil. Secondly, they are brilliant, extremely brilliant, because they have a crew of thousands and thousands and thousands, I call them a crew, of people in the occult that know how to use magic to change things in a nation. If you know history, you know that throughout history, there's been magic. There are people that are astrologers. And astrologers, I'm going to have to go to a break. I won't be able to explain what they do, but briefly, they look at the stars and they see roads. They see interstates. They see patterns. And they're able to interpret those patterns to see what will happen on the earth. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
So, the way I see it is that in the heavens, these astrologers, they look, it's a roadmap. In the book of Genesis, God said he would use the stars, the sun, the moon, the heavens, and he would speak to mankind and give mankind signs through what is in the heavens. And these astrologers, that is what they do, using the techniques in the spiritual world. They can see what's coming. An example. In 2008, in Denver, Colorado, I think it was in Invesco Field, they set up the Pantheon in the stadium for Barack Obama's inauguration as nominee for the president on the Democratic ticket. This was a sign, not in the heavens only, but on the earth. The Pantheon in Greece, in Rome, I'm trying to remember, was it, I think it was Rome, it was where all the gods would be worshipped. Pan, total, all. Theon, a location, a building, structure. And this was the background for that event. Just somebody came up with an idea that this might be a great idea. The Germans used it. It's been in a cult, the Pantheon, the building in, I think it's Rome. The Apostle Paul acknowledged that there were these powers, there were these spirits. He didn't deny that there were demons, fallen angels. He agreed, he admitted it. It's in his writings. He calls them powers in the air, principalities. And this is the location where Obama was staged before the whole world. Why was it such a big event? Because it was already known he would be the president. It was already set in stone. There was no way he was going to lose. And there was no way he would lose the next election in 2012. Now, I know that people are very interested in the book of Revelation. It is the most accurate book concerning end time prophecy written. There is no book concerning end time prophecy, which it is basically a revelation of Jesus Christ as God, as Savior, as judge, as prosecuting attorney, as defense attorney. It is very clear that he was christened, crowned to be inheritor of the universe, and most importantly, inheritor of everyone who would believe in him. Now, in Revelation chapter 17, and this is where many Christian ministers today, the book of Revelation is unimportant. But actually, everything happening in America, in this election with Donald Trump, with Israel, with Benjamin Netanyahu, with Russia, you know, Russia is mentioned in the book of Revelation, but it doesn't mention Russia until it addresses Russia 1,000 years in the future. If I can remember correctly, Russia is not mentioned until after the millennial kingdom ends, and at that time, Russia will once again attack Israel. And the first time Russia attacks Israel is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 with Iran, Azerbaijan, a couple of other ex-Soviet countries, Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya, and the great brother. You see, Russia has many descendant families in the Middle East, or in Asia, Central Asia, Central Asia, one of which is Iran. Germany may also be involved, but Russia is defeated in that attack against Israel. But Revelation does not mention Russia except for 1,000 years in the future, when Russia, once again, the anti-Semitism comes alive or is evident and is acted upon, and Russia comes like a storm to destroy Israel 1,000 years in the future. But in Revelation chapter 17, for our generation, for our time, for the last, since Israel became a nation, since 1976, there's a riddle. And it's in verse 10. I'll read it to you. Verse 9 and 10. Because you want to know the truth. I'll tell you the truth. Not because I'm saying it's the truth. I'm saying it's the truth because the Bible says it's the truth. And I'm telling you, this is my interpretation. And my interpretation is going to be tested. And we're going to see. And at this point, you don't need to believe me. I'm not asking you to. Just I'll present it to you. You sit upon it. You just sit and wait. Verse 9. If you are wise, think carefully about this. The animal's seven heads. It's talking about a beast. The animal's seven heads are a picture of seven hills in the place where the woman sits. Well, the seven hills could be the seven hills of hell in the United States of America called Washington, D.C. Verse 10. They are also a picture of seven kings. Or in our modern vernacular, they are also a picture of seven presidents. Five of these kings have already stopped ruling. Another king is ruling now. The king that is ruling now was referring to the king that ruled from 2008 to 2016. That is this king, this number six. It says the last king has not yet come. So Donald Trump was to come. Then it says when he does come, he must rule only for a short time. Donald Trump won two elections, but it says here he will only rule for a short time. The first king was Jimmy Carter. The second king or president was Ronald Reagan. Third king or president was George Bush Sr. The next president was Bill Clinton. The next king was George Bush Jr. The next king, the sixth king, was Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, his Muslim name. The seventh king, his name is Donald Trump. He must rule for a short time. Then verse 11, the wild animal is a picture of an eighth king. He was once alive, meaning he was in the initial group of seven. He was once initially a king, but he is not alive now. In other words, he is no longer in the seat of President of the United States. But he belongs to the group of the seven kings. But God will destroy him completely. So there is another king coming, an eighth king, the final president of the United States of America. That was a king was in power, and he was voted out. Well, the laws of the land state that he had to step down, but for some reason, in these group of seven administrations, one of those in one of that group becomes a final administration in the United States of America. This is difficult. I'm using a translation that I wanted to use. It's a little more Englishy rather than King James. It's the Easy English Bible. But it says in the King James, five are fallen, one is yet to come, Donald Trump. And when he comes, he will be replaced by an eighth king who was of the seven. And that king is the final king and goes to perdition, meaning eternal fire. So in this coming election, there's only one person that can replace Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's political career, as I state repeatedly, is about to end. How he's going to depart, what is going to be the way in which he departs the political world, the world of American politics. His departure is near. God will determine, because in the book of Revelation, Donald Trump is a seventh king. So God's hand is involved. God's hand is involved with Barack Obama. And according to the prophecy, God says Barack Obama will return to the presidency one more time, the last president of the United States of America, and it will happen. This is my interpretation. You don't have to believe me. But if I'm correct, maybe the end of this year, he will be in power once again. And at that time, it says that the whole world will gasp. The whole world will, for a split second, lose a breath. They will skip a step. Their stride will be interfered with. The leaders of the nations, I'll start with them. When he returns, they will tremble because they know what he wanted to do during his first 8-year term is now going to, what he wanted to do was destroy the nations and make them obedient to the United States of America. When he returns, these leaders of the nations are going to realize our time is up. We're in trouble. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Need pain relief? Gruska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
So now the program Present Truth is on Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. And the podcasts for my programs and the other hosts, 1360khnc.com. So it says that when Barack Obama comes to power again as president of this country, final president of empire, the kings of the nations that have been, they had been the leaders of the nations that are still living, they will basically skip a heartbeat. The existing leaders of the nations in power, they will not sleep well that night. It's like, they saw a finger handwriting on the wall, so to speak, and they're going to know that we are in the final decade before Christ's return. This will be a sign to them that within less than a decade, Armageddon at the end of that decade will take place at the end of the time, and that Russia is going to be destroyed. Her time has come. Israel is going to win her conflict, the conflict that she's involved in right now in the Middle East. She will win. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to take Israel to victory over the terrorist hate groups, all of them. Damascus is going to be destroyed. Israel is going to recover an ancient land, the land of present-day Jordan. She's going to take that land back. Israel, the reason the international community wants Israel to stop the campaign in Rafah, they don't care if Israel eliminates every single terrorist. They don't care about the terrorists. That's Israel's objective. What the international community is wary of, afraid of, not happy with, is that Israel is going to own the shoreline to Egypt and own and occupy that whole strip. These families in that area, the Arab people in there, they're not Palestinians. They're Arabs from many different areas of the Middle East. And most of them, the young people especially, are radicalized. They will always, you cannot de-radicalize them, unradicalize them, help them from their hatred. They're going to be moved to other nations, and the Middle Eastern nations do not want them. They're a problem. The young people, the young children, from 5 years of age up to 15, 16, 17, they are a problem. These are gang members. They are gang members, and they have territories. They have tribes, if you want to put it that way. They're uncontrollable. And they're going to ship them to the USSA. And they're going to be a problem here. The other nations don't want them. I'm telling you right now. They don't want these young people that are... They have no conscience. All they know is death. That's all they know. Israel's going to win this war. And the international community, they don't want Israel to take back Gaza. Well, according to a prophecy in Psalm 83, you have to go back to the old, go back to the people that are the nations that are the names of the groups to understand that this war that is talked about in Psalm 83 began October 7th last year. If you look at the groups, Moab, Ammon, Edom, these are families of Israel. Excuse me, families of Israel. Abraham had a nephew, Lot. Lot had two children, Ammon and Moab. That is Ammon, Jordan, and the area in the center of Jordan is the area of Moab. To the south, Jacob had a twin brother, Esau. The Edomites to the south of Jordan, this is family. Then you have the Hagarenes, the Hagarites. These are the children of Ishmael. Ishmael is involved. This is family. Then you have the Philistines. You have the people in Lebanon, up in Tyre, in Sidon. These are just the countries that have always been a problem for Israel. Always attacking. Coming in, taking the Israeli people, the Jewish people of that day, as captive, as slaves, selling them. So this is a conflict in Psalm 83 that is ancient enemies and family members that have been aggressive, that have tortured, that have always been at war with Israel 3,700 years ago. And they, at some point, according to God's promises in the Old Testament through the prophets, Amos and Zechariah, Zephaniah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, these ancient families have never been punished. And in these books, they say that these families and enemies will be punished. Well, God waited to punish them in our time because we have media. And God wanted the whole world to see that what his prophets had prophesied was going to happen is coming to pass, proving that God knows the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that are not yet done. What he says is going to happen will happen. What he's declared will come to pass. It's coming to pass for the whole world to see. Why does God do it this way? Because these people in Psalm 83, it says God wants them to turn to him. They know of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they're at war with this Yahweh. They're at war with him. And God, Yahweh, wants them to realize and accept the fact he is for them. He wants to be their God. I'll be back in a little bit. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. And I'll continue. These ancient enemies, they are being punished so the world can see and fear God. I'm afraid there are those that will not fear God. I'll be right back.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
There's nothing that we can do to stop prophecy. The people in the occult, they try to stop it, alter it. But the thing is, they know. They know the prophecies better than most Christians. And going back to with Israel, Israel is going to take back Gaza. There are reports, CNN, MSNBC, these stations that state that Israel is worried because the Arab nations surrounding are getting ready for battle against Israel, and Israel doesn't stand a chance. No, they don't stand a chance. You look what has happened in Lebanon. Lebanon is being beaten hip and thigh every day. Syria, just over the weekend, another campaign by Israel. Very successful. King Abdullah of Jordan, the second of Jordan, is desperately trying not to participate in this war. He doesn't have a choice. He is going to participate. And Israel is going to be completely victorious in these coming battles. That's Psalm 83. Then Russia, Iran, some other nations are going to be coming, knocking on Israel's doorstep, knocking on the coming down to knock on their door. Well, like I stated earlier, in the book of Revelation, Russia is only mentioned one time. Russia is mentioned as a nation called Gog, G-O-G, Gog. I'll read it to you. This is in Revelation 20. When 1,000 years after the millennial kingdom that's coming, after Christ comes, when Christ returns, there's going to be a 1,000-year wedding feast. He is going to have a bride, and he's going into his chamber to be with his bride, with all these thousands upon thousands and millions of Christian people that have been faithful to God for the last 2,000 years, the born-again people. When 1,000 years are finished, God will let Satan go. Remember, Satan is going to be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And using quantum physics, they found the bottomless pit. So I thought I would let you know. When the 1,000 years have finished, God will let Satan go free out of his prison. Satan will then go and deceive people in the nations everywhere in the world, internationally. He will make them believe him. Again, the deceiver will deceive these people. The nations are God's enemies, Gog and Magog. Satan will bring them together to fight a war against God's people, again in the Middle East. Satan's army, as many people, as much as the sand on the shore of the sea. And I saw them as they marched over the whole earth. They arrived at the city which God loves, which is Jerusalem, again. This is where God's people had made their camp. Satan's army made their camp all around the city. Then fire came down from heaven, and it destroys them completely. That is the only mention of Russia in the book of Revelation, since the book of Genesis, and since Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. So they're going to be destroyed completely. Russia is going to be destroyed completely when, after Barack Obama is back in power once again, then Russia is going to come against Israel. So this means, in my estimation, I feel most likely Donald Trump is in the final, he's already in within half a year of his being dismissed from duty by the Lord. 5 months maximum. And in this period of time around the election, I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but I feel that the only one, again, I'm saying the only one that will be able to remove and take over Joe Biden's place in the open. He rules secretly. Barry rules secretly behind the scenes already. But he has to come once again out of the closet, out of his basement with his things. He's going to have to once again resume power in the open as the leader of this country. And the only thing I can say is it's going to be probably before the first of the year. And I don't see any other way. Donald Trump, I don't see him winning the election. Continuity of government is already at work. The senior executive service, which is already controlled and has been controlled by Barack Obama through these last 7 years, is working in jointly working with continuity of government, the Defense Department, with the uniparty movement, Republicans as well, uniparty Democrat, and the Congress, the Supreme Court, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. And if they could steal the election from him last time, then they don't have to steal it this time. The Constitution of this country is barely alive. It is just almost ready to expire completely. So I'll be back in just a few minutes and continue, and we'll finish the hour. But podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in just a few minutes to resume with a part of the story.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
So another question is not only who is going to be the Democrat pick for president and vice president, but also, will Russia nuke the United States? No. Many people believe that we're right at the verge of World War III. No, we're already in World War III. This is the war in Israel, but it's Israel's war for survival. The following this conflict, Russia is going to some degree, begin to maybe pull back a little bit in the Ukrainian war. Russia has to begin to look to conflict in the Middle East, and Russia is going to do that. Russia is not going to nuke the United States of America. That is not in the Bible. This is, you might say, World War. There's going to be this war with Israel. It's going to put the world on notice that for the Christian people that know the Bible, For the non-Christian people, there are prophecies that there will be about 7.5 years of extreme hardship or hardship in the world. The first part of that hardship will be what is called tribulation, which would be 3.5 year period of time. Then following that tribulation will be great tribulation, which will be a final 3.5 year period of time. And then after that, there's going to be a 75-day period of time where God, you might say, cleans up the world from all the wicked, the children of the devil. But before the tribulation begins, there is a period called birth pains and sorrows, like a woman that is pregnant, ready to give birth. The pregnancy began in 1948 when Israel became a nation. The woman is well into the pregnancy, and just before a woman delivers, there is the birth pains. It's hardship and sorrows. That is the time we're in. The child will be born, and the tribulation will begin. That is a time worse than birth pains and sorrows. But we are in that time before a 3.5 year period of tribulation, and that cannot start until Barack Obama has returned to power in this country. After he returns to power, there may be a period of time before he actually begins the tribulation period, but we're going to wait and see and discuss that another day. I'm out of time for today. It's minutes. We need hours. We only have minutes. Till tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.